country in lots of different ways. In Colorado, that wildfire almost half contained. Unbelievable what has happened there, the devastation. Pikes Peak and some other areas. Luckily, cooler temperatures. The Waldo Canyon fire might be the worst. They need some rain, and they're getting some rain. That's the good news. Also, speaking of fire, people's hair on fire over the Supreme Court decision 5-4, basically upholding, for lack of a better way to go through the entire ruling, upholding the constitutionality, if you will, of Obamacare through the taxation method. In other words, calling the individual mandate the taxation, not through the commerce of what that would mean. The upshot is you got to get health care by 2014 or be fined. And small businesses swacked by this for sure because they're going to have to pay more. So some are going to dump health care. There are fires of another kind, too, as people are feeling the heat, not the flames, but they feel like they're on fire across the country with temperatures in the mid to upper 90s and power outages all over the place in the East Coast. 3 million people without power, and it's going to be days for some of that to kick back in. So lots of people headed to the beach. Ironically, in Washington, D.C., no cell phone service, lots of trees smashing cars on the road. They toppled over, and terrible conditions there. Anything you can imagine, of course, the power outage, the internet, even worse, AC is the thing. If you're in the 90s and you have no AC, it means you go to the library and read the magazines and the newspapers and the books, I guess, sit in one of the stacks somewhere, at least for part of your Sunday afternoon. Go to church and linger a little bit longer. You find places that are cool. In other words, if your house feels like an oven because you can't go to the city pool, they closed it down. There's too many people there. It was a wild, wicked day, especially for the people just outside of West Virginia, over 230 of them that were stuck on an Amtrak train for 20 hours. Imagine the heat, the darkness, just how awful that would be. Here's what one person said it felt like.
They were wonderful to us. They really were. Until we ran out of food and water. I stayed on the train where it was cool because it was blazing hot out there.
All right, blazing hot, and it was okay in the train. Not cold, cold, but okay, so they could survive it. It's the food and the water and then the everything else, but 20 hours is a very, very long time. I don't know, I think I would just get restless. I'd have to brave it and walk around outside for at least a few minutes. Oh, awful. Now, besides picking up the pieces, because emergency conditions are, you know, all over, up and down, like I said, the Eastern Seaboard, several governors declaring an emergency. Virginia said they say it's the worst that they've ever seen, worse than any hurricane slapping into them. In New Jersey, Chris Christie said the same for northern New Jersey. They were completely slammed. And it's ironic because in New York, they have the name of the power company is Consolidated Edison, and they closed all their walk-in centers, and they even suspended the whole meter reading thing because of the contract talks breaking down between the utility and the union workers, but right in the middle of a heat wave. Woo, it's hot here. It's 2 a.m. going home. It's an impasse, and we got high temperatures, we got air conditioning problems, and we got over 3.2 million people that we got to serve. Con Ed, we'll see you. We're out of here. It's crazy. It's a heat wave. So, you know, people are worried what happens because they're worried about that the union workers are worried about their pensions and all that. And there's not going to be anyone out there to fix it. What happens when the wires go down, the power goes out and the workers aren't there? I think you have to just be careful and get a backup generator. This is one thing we're learning about the weather. Got to get those backup generators going. And people are saying that air conditioners are getting sold out and generators. That's when everybody runs to go get the generators because they're worried about it. With the mid-Atlantic part of the country really, really bearing the brunt of it, with people in New Jersey and people in Virginia, too, also hit by this, but also all the way to the Midwest in Indiana and whatnot. They were also sweltering. Mother Nature doesn't play favorites. Everybody gets a chance at some kind of disaster. And this year, really, the disaster has been spread out, hasn't it? So this is the latest, of course, with the heat. Hey, coming up on this hour of America Tonight, healthcare, healthcare, more healthcare. The reaction continues to pour in over the Supreme Court decision. As I said, people's hair on fire. Not everybody. Some people are pleased. Obama saw some big numbers go up for him among some of the demographics of people who say they intend to vote for him. So it wasn't, this is kind of a 50-50 thing for some people. I was reading the opinion of some columnist out there, and I thought about a conversation I had on the air with somebody about what do you think the Supreme Court's going to do? How are they going to rule? And this, of course, was back in January. And one of the thoughts was, well, the justices are getting slammed for being political. So to save that whole argument, how could they possibly rule against the Affordable Health Care Act? So you have Chief Justice John Roberts, who now is appearing on posters where it says liberal icon, but you have opinions out there that Roberts actually rode to the rescue of the health care plan and to the rescue of perhaps even the Supremes, because they've been taken down a few notches for the last couple of years as being very partisan since Bush v. Gore. And even the latest polls heading into the decisions on immigration, SB 1070, and the Affordable Health Care Act showed that Americans weren't very confident in the court, and their prestige perhaps was on trial, to which I say, baloney, I'm going to call bogus on that. And say, what's interesting here is Justice Roberts was a Bush appointee who usually votes conservatively with his conservative colleagues. But this time, he decided to jump to the left. And that's the way the court rolls. I don't think it had anything to do with balancing it all out and saying, oh my goodness, Americans don't feel confident in the court's decisions, so this is the direction I'm going to take. I'm going to disagree with that. And then throwing out the taxation things. The judges, ultimately, what do they care about? And how are the judges appointed? That's the things we can ask ourselves. If the whole idea is it's partisan, well, of course it's partisan, because how can they completely leave their politics out of it? I think they're lying if they say they don't play politics at all. Please, give me a break. If you want to weigh in on health care, you can still do that. 855-266-HATE. 855-266-HATE.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, Doug Dorfler here from Midas Resources Precious Metals. In these trying times, all of us have to be concerned about our financial situations. Every day we hear of problems with our financial institutions and of the European economy. Even the latest CBO report under the Extended Alternatives Fiscal Scenario says the future of the U.S. budget is bleak. Now is the time to weigh your options. Call me, Doug, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167, and I'll be glad to answer any of your questions and help you add physical precious metals to your holdings. No matter what your financial position is, you need to protect yourself and your family with a portion of your assets in precious metals. Again, call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Thank you and have a great day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. I can hear the marching feet. They're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone away. But I can see the fire still alight.
Fukushima back online. Not a lot of happy people in Japan. I'll tell you some of the skinny on that in a sec. But first, some of the fallout from healthcare far and wide. I couldn't even get into my email today. It was so jam-packed with many of you sounding off about what you think your healthcare is going to look like. And that was the great thing about the show on Friday morning. People were talking about personally what it meant for them. Not speculating, just saying, here's what I make, here's what's going on, this is why this isn't working. The key is 2014 is when it kicks in. Not the rest of this year, not next year. 2014 is when you have to have insurance or you get fined. The fine is small in the beginning and it grows year after year after year to entice and push people into the direction of getting it. The only thing that would change it would be if, and of course some things would certainly have to happen there too, by the way, but the only thing that would change this in a different direction would be if Mitt Romney were elected. And that's the big question mark. In all the polls, you know, there's some neck and neck going on, but a big major voting block, a lot of Hispanics, like Obama, like what he's just done with the almost 1 million younger people who are children of illegals who now can get these workers' permits, which will change their fate. And there's more people growing by the day in that demographic who say, yeah, absolutely, I'm gonna vote for Obama. So this is like playing horseshoes, except for that, you know, it's close, you don't win. We're playing horseshoes, but they're loaded horseshoes at this point. It's about repeal for the Republicans, at least for the show. They're talking about having the repeal, talking about repeal on July 11th. The problem is it has no teeth in it. In the House, they can do that. But this isn't going to really go anywhere. It's more about getting on the record to say, well, I oppose this because this is what's going to happen. Now this tax on people, this is what we didn't want to see happen, what's going to happen to small business and all that kind of stuff. The Mitch McConnells, the John Boehners of the world, Paul Ryan, they'll all go on record. And then some of the Democrats, I guess, will weigh in, too. Here is Nancy Pelosi's take on this repeal.
They will ask for repeal, repeal of all the things I said that help children, help young adults, help seniors, help men or women who may have prostate cancer, breast cancer, whatever it is, any precondition. That's what they want to repeal. We're happy to have that debate.
So you can tell she knows, hey, I have the upper hand on this one. That's the former Speaker of the House, Democratic Congresswoman Pelosi from California, because this is a win for her anyway. For Obama, it remains to be seen with the voters what's gonna happen there. There are people that are excited, think it's good, think everybody's gonna get insurance, but to me, it's about what the details say. It's about ultimately, when all the dust settles, okay, there's these broad strokes about health care, but how is it going to be implemented, and what does that mean for the small businesses who say, wow, you're passing the cost on to us, and we have to pay how much to insure the people on our staff, and they're going to balk at that, and they're not going to want to do it. So I think what will happen is eventually, if things stand the way they are, most businesses get out of insurance and everybody's on their own, and it completely changes the face of that anyway. And what does it mean for Medicare, Medicaid? I'll be curious there. That's huge. With so many people going into that pocket and $500 billion being taken out of it, that's a lot of money to take out of that. And that's money to implement health care. So we're basically saying to older people, good luck, because you're going to pay more and you better not get sick. And then deciding on whether someone can have a certain kind of surgery based on age and everything else, that's dicey to me, let me tell you. Ooh, very, very dicey. So Obama's people were flushed out all over the place on the Sunday swirl. That's the talking head day when everybody goes on the tube, some of the political shows early in the morning to talk about and defend certain points of view, and obviously Democrat or Republican, because it's always about that. So one of the top advisors to the president urged congressional Democrats to go on the offense against Republicans on the issue of taxes and argue that the Supreme Court ruling upholding the incumbent's health care law should be the final word, and that's it. Why are we discussing this anymore? Let's debate middle class taxes, and let's see, you know, what happens here. So the issue has flared up because of the individual mandate goes on the grounds that it amounted to a tax. Ooh, tax is an ugly word. Ask George Bush Sr. about that. Remember the whole Read My Lips fiasco? And the president is, what, trying to enact a stealth tax hike? And that's in the form of health care. Remember, that was one of the things, and this is true, that Obama said, denying that the individual mandate, which would require you to have health insurance or pay a fine, is not a tax. That's not a tax. But if you failure to comply in a tax hike, see, that's the thing. If it was a tax hike, who's gonna go along with that? So how many people are going to like this when they realize what they're ultimately going to have to pay? They're not going to like it. How much is this tax going to impact you? How much more will you ultimately have to pay? 18 million people in the middle class and families will get what kind of a tax? That's the key. That is the key. It depends on what you make, who your employers are, so on and so forth. A lot of you sending in thoughts on it. Continue to do that because you can bet we're going to be talking about healthcare and talking about the implementation and seeing where it goes from here. For Mitt Romney, whether or not you believe it's a gift to him what the healthcare ruling was, he raised almost $5 million on the heels of the Supreme Court's healthcare ruling. So immediately some people with some decent-sized checks decided they were going to donate because his whole thing is about repealing and changing Obamacare and replacing the president, of course. And I think a lot of people assume the Supreme Court would get rid of Obamacare, but it didn't happen. So Romney sent out a couple of emails to supporters in the last 24 hours or so and asked them to contribute to his campaign. It went out to the Republican National Committee's email list and urged people to donate 10 or more to put what they said was a stop to the policies of Barack Obama and the liberal Democrats. So Romney was in New York speaking, and then it was announced, you know, how much he's raised in the last couple of days. And I'd say it's pretty good, almost $5 million. By the way, there's some people who won't implement Obamacare. One of them is the Louisiana governor, Bobby Jindal. He refuses, he says, to implement Obamacare despite the Supreme Court ruling. He's saying that we're not going to start to do it. We're committed to working to elect Romney to repeal Obamacare. Under the Affordable Care Act, states have to set up a health insurance exchange program by January 1st, 2014, and they'll get grants from the federal government to implement it. That's where all that money comes from. Medicare, pulling all the money out of it to try to set up all of these health syndicates or exchanges, whatever, and to have things rolling so that people can jump on the health care or get fined in 2014. So what do the states do with it? I think a lot of states are going to say, well, we don't want to do it. Hang with us. Much more coming your way next.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Allie C and Allie Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Allie C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Allie Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Allie C or Allie Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face to face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Mixed in a little odds and ends. Too much has happened that I think is worth giving you the buzz on, including Fukushima, because we talk so much about nuclear reactors. How do you feel about it if you have nuclear reactors in your backyard, nuclear power, which I think nuclear power is awesome. But I think people in the United States are live in fear of what nuclear power could do. And then when something happens like Fukushima, and it's because of where they placed it, let's see, earthquakes, let's put it right there where we know there's a possibility of a tsunami. I mean, not that they thought, I shouldn't say that, not that they thought it would happen, but they were blinded by the light of dollars, the dollars and cents of it. That was the stupidity in Japan. So we're going to talk about that in a second and mix in a couple of other quick things. But one, I mentioned about Bobby Jindal and the fact that he says, you know, we're not going to implement Obamacare. So what he's saying is, with these federal exchanges, you're supposed to start setting them up. The states are getting grants, and he's saying we're not applying for the grants. We haven't applied for the grants. We haven't accepted any of the dollars. We're not implementing it, period. We don't think it makes any sense to implement it in Louisiana, so we're going to do what we can to fight it. He's not alone. Governor Scott, Rick Scott in Florida, saying the same thing. We're not going to comply with the law. And there are a few others that are starting to go the same way. And remember, there is a chance, I mean, there is a chance, but I think it's more of a getting on the record thing, that the Republicans can repeal a bunch of the law next year. They can't do it now because they don't have a filibuster majority in the Senate, right? So that's part of the deal. And Chief Justice Roberts ruled that the mandate to purchase health insurance, which is the key provision of the law, was a tax. So Republicans could use a procedure called budgetary reconciliation. And what that is, I wanted to make sure I told this to all of you so you know, to pass a repeal bill that requires only a simple majority to pass. But, of course, that scenario completely rests on the Republicans trying to win the White House, getting the White House and keep the majority in the House and get enough seats in the Senate. That's why I say so much of it really comes back around and goes to Romney and what happens in the presidential election. So I think you're going to see that more people, are saying, more states are saying, yeah, no, we're not going to comply with it. We're not doing that. All right, Fukushima. Fukushima reactors 3 and 4 go back online. Lots of people not happy about that. In Japan, they don't really, they accept how things are in many ways. That's their culture. But there were people actually protesting Fukushima going back online, not wanting it to happen, but it did. In Japan, the decision was, we need this. We need nuclear power. We got to get rolling on this. People want it. We need it. So it's safe. We fixed the thing. We're moving forward. We're going forward with it. And to see the protesters was very, very unusual, who say it's still not safe. What if there's another earthquake? What happens? That whole, you know, scenario. And you see what France has done with nuclear power. You see what some other countries have been able to do with it. But what happened in Japan was terrible. The devastation where that plant is couldn't be in a more dangerous position. So I think nuclear power, when harnessed correctly, would be an alternative here in the United States. But I think too many people are fearful of what that means and where it would be set up and what about Three Mile Island and all that stuff? Because if you look at France, they have done it so well. They have beautifully implemented nuclear power and what a difference it's made for them. I don't see that as a long-term deal for us. There have been two nuke plants that are being built. So we know that this is happening in a very slow and methodical way. This is the problem. We haven't come to terms with what kind of energy we're embracing for the future and what we want to do in America, because it's all just noise. It's all just noise when it comes to energy. We keep hearing green, but then green isn't implemented. It's not affordable, and it's not massively produced anyway. So that goes to the affordability question. Asking people to put solar panels, forget about it. How could you afford to put the solar panels in your house right now? How could you afford to do what you need to do to put half of the green compliance things that you would have to put inside your abode to make it really work for you? That's the problem. If you have a ton of money, you could do it. If you live in a place where you get lots of sun and you have a ton of money, it could be a win-win. I have seen several solar houses, but usually on people that are doing at least halfway decent, let's put it that way. Okay. Let's move to Boom Boom Out Go the Lights. They're calling it a land hurricane in Virginia. 13 people dead, probably more. Millions of people are without the power. There's almost an irony to no cell phone service in D.C. In fact, in D.C., they're talking about it being dark for a couple of days. Could be a break for some people anyway, because they can't. They say it's like a serious hurricane. That's why they're calling it a land hurricane. You can't possibly, with downed trees, with all the things that have happened, get to those neighborhoods fast enough to be able to set that power back up. In West Virginia, had over 230 Amtrak passengers who were stranded Friday night on the train. It was blocked on both sides by trees that fell on the tracks. It took 20 hours at a very rural station before buses picked them up. In Illinois, storm damage forced dozens of maximum security prisoners from one prison to another. 911 calls were blowing out centers. They were out of service. People were told to call the cops and the fire departments. It was very, very dangerous. Air conditioning gone. Oppressive heat in the mid to upper 90s in Baltimore and Washington. On Friday, it was 104. 104 degrees. Woo! Can you imagine? You just feel like you're boiling. This is what it feels like to boil. So good luck and Godspeed to all those people who are dealing with it. That's tough when you're just waiting. You don't know when the power is going to go back on, and got to get those candles ready, come up with alternatives. And work, I guess, is an alternative if your place has power, because that's the thing. Even buildings, office buildings, a lot of neighborhoods were shut out. It just depends. This may be one of the worst stories I've ever heard about chimpanzees. Andrew Oberling a college student from St. Louis, check this out, had to undergo surgery to repair so much damage after he was mauled by two chimps, giant chimps, not baby, really big, in South Africa. His sister was interviewed by one of the local papers, and she said her brother lost his ears, his left arm, all of his toes, and, of course, his parents immediately flew to South Africa. Here was a kid who loved chimpanzees, wanted to do what he could to help them, always dreamed of working with a couple of different groups to be able to do that. So he was immediately sent into surgery, 6 hours of surgery, and he was giving a tour to visitors for the first time. Imagine the people on that tour at a place called Chimp Eden in Johannesburg. And that actually is part of the Jane Goodall Institute. Remember, she worked with the chimps and the whole thing. So two of the male chimps dragged him under an electrified fence half a mile while people watched. The rescuers were finally able to scare away the chimps and get him safely out of there, but it took them a while to do it. I mean, what a terrible, terrible tragedy. And you had two, like I said, giant chimpanzees who were watching what he was doing, and they went after him. I mean, that's what happened. It was a behavioral thing, and this was the first time that he was allowed to give a tour to people. It was a sanctuary. They say he broke rules because he crossed the first of two fences into the sanctuary that separated the people from the chimps. And so why it happened and all that other stuff, I mean, they're still, you know, how do you figure that out? But not good for the Jane Goodall Institute. And you can bet they're not going to give any tours anytime soon. So, oh boy, awful. Sad for him, if you can imagine how shocking that would be to be dragged by those chimps under the wire like that. Awful. Hey, coming up on the flip side, we're bouncing back to healthcare. A re-rack here with a great conversation with Dr. Keith Smith, who talks about, because now it's about what does this mean? Are people going to be shocked? The implementation of it, because you got to move forward and say, okay, what does this mean for me? What does this mean for my family? What does this mean for doctors? What are they going to do? Are people going to dive out of private practice? How does this change the card that I'm carrying around in my wallet? Is this card eventually going to be obsolete even, which I think is going to be the case for lots of people? You're going to find that you're going to have a massive change, and maybe you're out there winging it, getting that health insurance on your own, most likely. So Dr. Smith talks about that being in private practice, what that will do to private practice, and ultimately what it's going to do to Medicare, and how there are a lot of doctors that just simply are already opting not to take it, but even more are going to say that they don't want to take Medicare because of the huge changes in the payback system and how much has been taken out of it. So that for one, we know is going to look completely different. But I think the day-to-day, you know, wherever the worker, whoever you're working for, that's probably going to change too. Maybe not right away in 2014, might change after that, or might actually change before. It just depends on your circumstances. Do you work for a giant corporation or a small business? We're punting to Dr. Smith next here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The show, the Supreme Court gives a victory to Obama with the controversial health care law that he calls his legacy. The problem is, what does it mean for the rest of America? The individual mandate now will kick into place unless there is a repeal effort. Obamacare or the 2010 Affordable Care Act, the as I said, signature legislation of this president is upheld, basically, or ruled constitutional by the Supreme Court. That was a 5-4 decision. I have to tell you, people, I've said it all along. I've been to Washington 3-4 times, talked to all kinds of people. I am shocked that it went down this way. I am shocked about Justice John Roberts jumping in with the more liberal members' decision of the court, but here's where we're at now at this point. So we're getting all kinds of opinions. Very pleased to welcome to the show Dr. Keith Smith. He is a board certified anesthetologist, easy for me to say, in private practice since 1990. He co-founded the Surgery Center of Oklahoma. It's actually an outpatient surgery center, and he knows a lot about this business because a lot of Canadians and uninsured Americans have been treated at his facility. Thank goodness, because he's got some pretty transparent, as you might think, pricing and some low pricing that's available to those people. He's certainly seen what's happened with insurance. Dr. Smith, thanks so much for coming on the show. Your take on the law and what it means to America. What do you think this does? Do you say thumbs up or thumbs down?
Well, I think the ruling today ensures that the intent of the law will be carried out. I've been reminding people what the purpose of this law was all along, and it's to bestow favors and power and money on all the folks who showed up in Washington with their checkbooks when they were forming this law. The law was basically written by the pharmaceutical industry and United Healthcare. So for the folks who think that the insurance companies are about to get what's coming to them or come up with, they're right. They just don't understand that the insurance companies really are going to get a great deal out of this, as the purchase of their products are going to be mandated.
Right, so they can charge it. So in other words, the charging can be kind of all over the map, I guess, if you will, you think?
Yeah, and there are some very, very deceptive and deceitful parts of this law. The medical loss ratio is one of the worst. The deception of that's on an order of magnitude that can't be overstated. The idea is that 80% of the money collected by insurance companies has to be paid out in claims. And that's easy for the big four or five carriers, but it puts all their small competitors out of business. So this law was about rewarding the gigantic insurance companies, the gigantic hospitals, who are also rewarded by putting their smaller competitors out of business who can't comply with these mandates. And it also provides such a hassle factor and also a incredible expense factor for private practice physicians that they're more likely to succumb to hostile takeovers from big hospital systems. So it's a private practice destroying, small and rural independent hospital destroying, small insurance company destroying bill. But that was the whole point. This bill had nothing to do really with healthcare. It just was Washington business as usual, where they, you know, take bribes and reward with favors all the people that brought their checkbooks. And I wrote a blog a couple of days ago called I Miss the Hippie, because I miss those liberal loonies who didn't trust the government and didn't trust everything they were being told. And so many people I know that support this legislation really do think it is about health care and making sure the poor and the elderly get, you know, care that maybe they're denied by the current system. And the bill could not be any farther from that than it is.
Yeah. And so ultimately, what does it mean for Americans with premiums, with health care in general?
Well, the other purpose of the bill, of course, is to drive the price of health care and premiums to a level that the only way anybody will be able to get any care at all is to scream for a single-payer system. Now, that was the ultimate goal, was to make what is marginally affordable insurance right now unaffordable. And I refer to this as the Unaffordable Care Act, because that's one of the goals. And once a single payer system becomes reality, like it has in Canada, then the premiums collected are basically taxes, and then the rationing of care can be to the extent that it actually helps the budget of the government initially, because they'll ration care. They won't pay out many claims, but they'll continue to take these taxes in. But long after this idiot in the White House is gone, the program will begin to unwind and become bankrupt, just like Medicare and Medicaid have. And this guy will be long gone, and the current occupant of whatever office in Washington will have the impossible task of unwinding this mess, or dismantling a federal program. And it's just going to be extremely, extremely difficult to extract this.
Yeah, and as an anesthesiologist, an important spot, obviously, and in private practice, what does that mean for so many? As you said it, the big hospitals, it's great for them. The few insurance companies, it's great for them. But what about everybody else? It's going to be very tough, isn't it?
It will be. It'll be extremely tough for the private practice doctors. So many physicians have succumbed to their fears and have become hospital employees already. And their lives are going to become even more miserable because part of the law includes a provision for bundled payment. So these giant hospital systems will receive payment for, say, a gallbladder surgery, and then the hospitals will decide how much is going to go to the anesthesiologist or the surgeon, and then they'll keep whatever it is they want. So that was another gift to the giant hospital systems, was this bundled payment idea. For the physicians that remain in private practice initially, this may be on the front end, it may be actually a business building thing if they can comply with the cost. But the cost of implementing the electronic medical records in the office it's just almost prohibitive.
Yeah, so as you said, single payer.
Yeah, I think a lot of physicians will opt out of Medicare.
Mm.
I don't know if you've had Jane Orient on the program.
But yes.
She's probably the only person I know that's read this bill and understands it. She's brilliant. But she is executive director of the AAPS, the Association of American Physician Surgeons, and they help physicians walk over those coals and go through that process of opting out of Medicare. And I think because of the huge amount of money that is going to be taken out of Medicare, which is undoubtedly going to be financed by cutting physician fees, which are already terribly low, a lot of physicians are just not going to deal with Medicare anymore, and they'll opt out. And that's going to cause a real, real serious problem for the people that are covered by Medicare. They're not going to have much access to care at all.
And that's such a big chunk of the population.
Yes, there's no doubt that the very poor are going to wind up with a card that says I'm insured, but it's going to be a worthless piece of trash because no physician I know is going to see them.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.